wise. So don't apologize. I paid the price. Taking your advice, I felt it all, just like a cannonball. What you want all day, but I've never been so outraged. And I'm washing my hands of you. How could you be so untrue? You know I can't stay no more. You know I can't stay no more. I can't stay no more. Can't stay no more.
December 4th, 2016. Welcome to Yesterday's News on Radio Centreville in Montreal. I'm Mark Corman. This week we're going to spend the next hour discussing some of the big news stories of the past week in Montreal and beyond. Still waiting for a couple of people to arrive, but Janet is here. Remember that the opinions you're about to hear belong to the commentators and do not reflect those of Radio Centreville. Should we begin without them? I guess we don't have a choice. Okay.
They may be late because of the buses.
Could be.
So they should be here soon.
We'll hope. So, big news story. Last week, Fidel Castro died, and our Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, has taken a lot of criticism about the kind words he had about him. What do you think?
You know, his family have had a long history, and they were friends with Fidel. I know his father, Mr. Trudeau, used to go down there personally as a guest and enjoyed many hours spent talking to him. So it's very difficult to say. The man, his father was atrocious. He was really awful, but he was better than his father.
Well...
You have to give him a little bit of credit here, but the things he did were just unspeakable. So it's difficult to say. I was listening to some news reports, and a lot of the people that lived, one old lady, she's 103 or something, I forget how old, but she lived next door to him and his family, and she said he was a really good person.
Well, I don't know that the people who kind of disappeared over the years in Cuba would agree with that.
100% right. He was giving the orders.
Now, there's still, who's in charge? His brother's in charge now.
Yeah, people were very, very afraid when he put his brother in charge. Has his brother made any changes that you know of?
Well, as far as I know, it's still a dictatorship.
Yeah.
And people are still making, well, I don't remember what the figure was. Was it $20 a month is what the average Cuban makes or something like that? A really difficult way to live.
It's a horrible way to live. I know that my daughter has visited Cuba, and at one point they had a taxi driver who was driving them to another resort because it was a wedding, and they had asked him to drive them to a few places, and one day he came, but he was very, very upset and very worried, and the man was fearing for his death, for his life. So how do you live in a country like that? How can you say the man, you know, Fidel was a good man when people had that much fear?
Yeah, so like I said at the beginning, Justin Trudeau
well,
had some, well, you'd say kind words for him.
Well, you know how I feel about Justin.
Oh.
So I don't even like to go there because I'm going to say things that I'm going to regret.
I thought you were a big fan of Justin.
Oh, great fan. I was a fan of his father.
Mm-hmm.
I thought his father was an amazing person. He did a lot of wrong things, too. But
what would his father have said now about... Fidel.
He probably would have said the same thing. He was his friend. They spent many, many hours together. They shared a lot.
They shared a lot.
They did.
Yeah.
They did. But did it make a change in Fidel's life? Was he a nicer person because of that, because of Trudeau?
I wonder about that. But there were very few Western leaders. I can't think of any that were really fraternizing with Fidel.
No, except for
for the Trudeau family.
The Trudeau family.
Yes.
I know. And he was here for Mr. Trudeau's funeral. He came.
Was
and
he?
Yeah,
well,
yeah. Was he a pallbearer?
I don't think so. But I haven't looked back at the footage. I heard some people say he was there, some people say he wasn't.
Yeah, he was definitely here, yes. Yes, he was definitely here. So what can you say about the man? Justin made a big mistake. He should know better. He really should know better. All along I've said he's not the man for our country. He's too young right now. Maybe not in age, but he hasn't the experience behind him he needs. I've always said he's more an actor than he is a politician.
Well, maybe it is a popularity contest. His popularity is very high still, even though
it's dropping.
It
is. It's dropping. Listen to what people are saying. I'm very interested in listening to what people have to say, because before the election, oh my gosh, this was going to be wonderful. He was going to do all these really fantastic things, you know, helping everybody. It's a year later. They're all singing a different story.
Well, two things he has done is spend a lot of money.
Yes.
And take a lot of trips.
Spend a lot of money, but spending all that money, did he make any improvements for the ordinary guy?
I haven't seen any in my life.
I haven't either.
Yeah.
And the people that I'm listening to, they haven't either, and that's why they're complaining about it, because they were expecting that they would be so much better off now. Well, it's a year later. The glow is wearing off.
The glow?
The honeymoon is coming to an end.
Well,
I don't know. I think he made a big, big mistake. I think he took his personal feelings into a situation where he shouldn't have. He is, the prime minister of our country. He's a politician. He should have known better.
And he said on behalf of all Canadians.
Yes.
So it was, he didn't just say it from his own words, from his own feelings. He expressed it as if it was on behalf of the nation.
Yeah. And he's not speaking for me. I don't want him to speak for me. So I think that you can join me in that, and a lot of other Canadians too. They're shaking their heads and they're saying, uh-uh.
Well, one person who took notice, you remember Marco Rubio, who was running in the United States. He got reelected for his Senate seat in Florida. It was a Congress or Senate seat, and his family came from Cuba, and he mentioned on Twitter, he's not sure if it's an actual quote, but if it is, wasn't happy.
And I don't blame him. His family probably had to flee to, save their lives. How many people died under this man's rule?
Well, thousands of people lost their lives. No freedom.
No freedom at all.
To this day.
Right.
And apparently Justin Trudeau thinks that he was an admirable person. So
it's very sad that our prime minister would speak on behalf of the Canadian people and say these things. I think it's really a worldwide discussion, I believe.
Well, it did make headlines all over the world, because I don't think there was another leader of a Western country that made a statement like that.
No.
In fact, we'll talk about Donald Trump later, but his tweet when it happened, it was like, Fidel Castro is dead! Exclamation point.
That was it. That was it.
Yes.
Very short sentence,
and
period.
And his vice president, even more blunt, called him, I think, the tyrant is dead or something to that effect. So,
yes, but what is his brother now going to do?
I don't know how old Raul is.
I don't know. He must be in his 60s.
Oh, at least.
At least.
Probably older. And is there another line of casters? Is there like another generation in the wings? Or what's going to happen?
Well, yeah, I haven't heard anything. I don't know. Does he have children?
I believe so.
Any of them being groomed, I wonder. You're right.
I would think so. But at some point, something has to change, because we saw the opening that Obama has made with Cuba. But Trump is promising to undo that.
Oh, my goodness. Obama has worked so hard to do so many good things. He is such a good man, and he is such, he's not respected. come to Canada, Mr. Obama. Come
well,
here.
Well, you know, a lot of people, Democrats, Hollywood type said that if Donald Trump was elected, they would move out of the United States. They would come to Canada, and I still haven't seen any here. I haven't seen any on their way here yet.
Yeah, but it takes a long time. They can't just come over across the border and say, "Okay, we're here."
It's easy to say. Another thing to do it. Besides, they've done very well for themselves in the United States, and I have a hard time believing that they're just going to pack up and leave because they never expected him to win. So it was an easy thing to say.
I personally believe that, yes, all those people that were saying, yes, they're going to move, they're coming here, they're not going to. There will be a lot later on. I mean, you know, it's just starting. Let's wait and see. It hasn't begun yet.
Counting 7 weeks until Donald Trump is inaugurated as the 45th president of the United States, and it's going to be something else to watch.
But isn't he already having a victory tour
doing a victory tour in many of the states that he won? Most of the states that he won, because if you look at the map, it's pretty much all red except for the coasts. And he's acting like he's already in power.
That's right. That's what I found. And I'm thinking, you know, there was one statement he made that could be serious, serious consequences. He's not even the principal president yet. So I'm kind of thinking that later on, after maybe 6 months or so, we'll hear more people who are actually filing papers to become Canadians.
It's going to be interesting to see a lot of the rhetoric that we've heard turn into actual legislation. He still says he's going to build the wall. He still says he's going to do a ban on people from certain countries. He still says he's going to repeal and replace Obamacare with what, we don't know.
He's going to keep some of it.
Some of it.
Yeah, some of it.
But he still says, I was watching him do a speech a couple of nights ago, and he was again telling the crowd, we're going to repeal and replace. So, with what?
Well, he can say all of that, and he can think all of that, but look at the Senate and look at the House.
All Republican.
They're all Republican, and they did not like him so much, did they?
They didn't like him, but they didn't like him at the point where they didn't think he was going to be elected and there'd be a very bad defeat. Now that they've gained control of everything, they'll get their seat on the Supreme Court, they have the presidency, suddenly their tune has changed.
Yes, but what are they thinking? So they're
doesn't mean they like him.
They're accepting positions and placing themselves in power, in places of power. And when Mr. Trump tries to, you know, pass some of these things into law, he won't have an easy time of it, I don't think. I think a lot of these people are going to be there and are going to stand up and say, they're all going to vote against him. What do you think?
I don't know. It depends, because a lot of these conservative issues, like the nomination of the Supreme Court justice that's been vacant, he's made a promise to appoint someone who's going to not even interpret, but be a constitutionalist, someone who interprets things as if it was the 1700s. And if they're young enough, they might be on the bench for 20, 30 years.
Yeah, that could be a big problem.
Yeah.
That might present itself as a problem. But, you know, I think things are going to change around. Oh,
look, Lenny. Who's here. It's our friend Lenny.
Hello, Lenny.
Howdy, howdy.
Okay.
Grab your seat. I'll sit over here.
Okay, Lenny, so we're still at topic number one, sort of.
Oh, good.
Fidel Castro and Justin Trudeau's comments. What do you think?
I think they commented. I didn't hear about this.
You didn't hear about this? Okay.
Well, the thing was he glorified Fidel.
Oh, I did hear about that.
Oh, so you did hear about that. What do you think?
I think he commented.
Yeah, we already commented on
it. Yes, we did.
Yeah, we gave our comments. I think that he was not, he wasn't very smart doing it, really.
Well, Trump did the same thing with the...
Oh, you're comparing? Wait now, you're comparing Trump with Trudeau?
Oh, the same thing. They're both talking to people they weren't supposed to.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, look who else is here. The dynamic duo is intact.
I mean, if we're going to get up at 7 o'clock in the morning, you know.
Should we just start over? Okay.
Well, yeah.
What do you think about it?
What?
See, he says what?
Who's on first?
Oh. Trump or what?
Okay.
Or what?
Because I heard Trump on the way down.
Okay, the topic was that Justin Trudeau had made very, very nice remarks about Fidel Castro when he died. And people around the world are taking note of it, including ourselves. And Mark is wondering what you think of that.
Well, he did make some nice remarks. I guess because of his... knowledge of what he had with his father, and it goes back since then. The reason the Americans don't like him is because he wouldn't capitulate to them. If we all remember the Shah of Iran, who was probably the worst dictator ever, who murdered thousands of people, the American government took him on as a friend because he was giving them oil. So now, a dictator to some, but a savior to the Cubans.
Yeah, but the question was, should our prime minister have spoken so very highly of this man who killed thousands and was going to kill thousands more, but they fled?
But he never did anything to us. He never did anything.
Well, he may have killed thousands, but that was during a rebellion.
Not just in the rebellion. I mean, after he took power.
It's a revolution, and the same thing was going on with Syria. So are we all going to criticize and say, let's hang Putin, because he is responsible for what's going on there?
No, you're missing the topic.
I think he was too kind towards him. He could have said, my deepest sympathies to the people of Cuba, and leave it at that. Don't go on and praise him, making him look like an angel.
An angel. You're the first person to mention angel and Fidel in the same sense.
Well, that's kind. You got white angels and you got black angels,
yeah,
you know.
Right.
He may be a friend with the five-letter words from down below, you know, if you believe in Satan.
Speaking of... what you just mentioned, Donald Trump. He's been watching Saturday Night Live. He watched last night's show again, and he tweeted about it again, very upset. His priorities, if he thinks it's bad now, he hasn't even been inaugurated yet. They're always going to be open to you know, ridicule.
4 years coming.
Oh yeah, he better get used to this, because it's not going to get any easier on him.
You don't think?
I don't think so. I mean, they're hanging. The people of Saturday Night Live are just like CNN. They're hanging on to something for as long as they can.
Well, we have Alec Baldwin, who continues to come back.
Well, he doesn't mind. He's making extra.
He's making money. Yeah.
I have a question. He is going to be the president of the United States. Well, let's say he is now. Is it right for these people to be doing that? It's their president.
But they've been doing that for over 40 years.
Same thing.
Yeah.
I think when you're a public figure, you're open to criticism or be made fun of.
You ever watch The Tonight Show? Johnny Carson, the president, every night he had a comment.
Oh, but not like this. This is going beyond.
Well, Trump is beyond anything we've ever seen before.
So I just want to know, what's happening? Have you talked about the recount going on in the States?
I think that's kind of... not going to happen.
No.
Well, she has the money, didn't she?
I think the what's her name, Stein, has given up on that.
He's not
apparently,
solve
from what I
do.
Well, you know, here in Canada, I think if you would have lost by 1,000 votes or less, you had a right to a recount, and it was very rare that it was turned over, but it did happen.
Yeah, but there are 20,000, 50,000, 70,000. That's crazy.
But 22,000 over 10, 15 million people is not much.
Well, it's still a lot.
Yeah, because you're on 5 million. But in Quebec, if they have a 1 over 5 million, it's nothing. You know, 1,000 over 5 million comes up to equivalent of 22,000 over 10 million, whatever, 20 million.
And they have a complicated way of the votes, too.
Yes.
Yeah. Machines, and you mail them in. They have so many different things that it's crazy.
It's too simple to just put an X on a ballot, I guess.
Yeah, but when they go into the booth, they vote for the governor, lieutenant governor,
dog catcher,
your postman, if you have had
to. The people don't know who they're voting for.
No.
I think in this case, they knew who they were voting for.
Yeah, but nobody can believe. People are still in shock down there that Clinton lost.
I'm still in shock.
But I tell you, everybody that I spoke to in the States, and granted, not a lot compared to the number of people that were voting, but they were all voting for Trump. Every one of them. There wasn't one that said no. And they all said because Hillary is such a liar and that she stole so much money, and they couldn't in their conscience vote for her, which was kind of funny.
But I mean, he's no better. He's still a liar, and he still treated people like
they were. Yeah, don't listen to what I'm saying.
As if they were lepers or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
But they all said he's saying what we're all thinking.
Oh, obviously, a lot of people think the same way.
Yeah, so did Governor Wallace back in the day when he got reelected in Alabama.
Exactly.
He was anti-Negro, whatever, but he was up front, and he still got elected, you know.
So honesty, I guess, regardless.
Yeah.
Honesty is the best.
Because, I mean, 37% of the women vote was there for him, which was unbelievable. They weren't even expecting 5-10%. That was a big difference there. The black and Hispanic vote, which was up at 9% roughly, when he was expecting 1%. So right then and there's your election.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah.
So regardless of anything, they just could not vote for Hillary.
No.
Regardless.
And possibly the, I guess her emails didn't help her any, and probably or possibly the Russians interfering in the election.
Do you really believe that? Because
oh, yeah, I think it's true. Yeah, according to the FBI, yes, there
is.
I don't believe it.
Don't know how much of an effect it had on her. But even the hearsay of the Russians doing it.
Okay, so this is all Putin's fault, right?
Yeah, we'll blame him.
Okay.
Because I like my Putin, but not that good.
Drum roll again.
Oh, good, yeah.
Okay. Let's move closer to home. Court has upheld Montreal's ban on pit bulls that stopped an injunction. So, what do you think?
Is a pit bull, what kind of a breed? Is it a full-bred dog?
They don't know what it is.
They got no description of a pit bull. So.
Pit bull or pit bull-like dog. You know, it. As I said earlier, a long time ago, it's the owner. It's not the animal, it's the owner.
Oh, but some dogs are just natural born. They're just wild. They still have it in them. So if you're going to ban pit bulls or make them wild, you can may as well ban a chihuahua or whatever, because chihuahuas can bite you also.
Didn't you have a chihuahua story? You were attacked by one.
Yeah, I got bit by a chihuahua.
Yeah, it bit me too, and women said, oh, you shouldn't do that.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
And my brother, who was a mail carrier in Halifax for many, many years, always said, it's not the large dogs that worried him. It was the tiny little ones. They were the ones that always bit.
If you're on Facebook, you see so many people have their kids with pit bulls, playing with them as if there's nothing wrong.
Well, there's nothing wrong with a pit bull.
Maybe it's how it's, like you said, maybe it's the owners, or maybe it's the way it's treated, or maybe somebody did something to it outside other than the home.
That's why they don't want criminals to have pit bulls.
Yeah, because pit bulls can be well-trained to attack.
Exactly, yep.
But if they are treated nicely from the time that they're little, and they're brought up properly, because you have to treat them properly and bring them up properly, and if that happens, then they're good animals.
Yeah, I mean, you can, if you train any dog properly, they'll grow up loving. If you train dog badly, no matter what I shouldn't say it because it has a life. Right?
It has a life.
So whatever
it has intelligence, believe it or not.
People don't forget that animals are very intelligent. You know, like cats are stubborn, dogs will beat them up.
Pigs are the smartest animals.
Oh, yep. They play
pigs
slob.
Are the smartest ones.
Supposedly.
That's what they say.
There was a documentary on animals just recently. I don't know if any of you saw it. I think it was W5 or one of those shows. And this gentleman, he was a scientist, and he had a lot of degrees. And he studied animals and birds. And he said the little hummingbird, that small little hummingbird, was smarter than he was. And that's saying a lot. So, you know, we haven't, like he said, we as humans put ourselves way above animal kingdom, and we shouldn't, because they sometimes are smarter than we are.
Bird brain is smarter than you.
A bird brain? Probably, you know, if you point it towards me, then say anybody else in the studio here, and he aimed that right at me.
Right
know,
at you.
This
yeah.
is what did all these years of friendship mean. I'm not even a bird brain anymore.
A hummingbird brain.
Well, then hummingbird, that's all right. Yeah, you're smarter than the rest of us.
Yeah, they're good.
Okay, while we digest that fact, let's take a break for a minute, listen to a little bit of music, and we'll be back with some more local stories on yesterday's news. To yesterday's news on Radio Centreville, the roundtable this week. Next story, Air Miles has backed off of its plan to void the points that were collected over 5 years earlier. You heard this story. It's been brewing for many years, actually.
Yeah, but not that I don't fly, so I don't have Air Miles or whatnot. But
yeah, but they're good for presents, too. You can get out of
yeah, that. But how about the people who already cashed them in or whatever? They can't get. They're not going to get their air miles back.
Well, it was a whole issue about people who weren't able to redeem what they had left.
I have air miles. Did they take mine away? I don't think so.
My sister had many, 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 because you got them if you bought gas at a certain gas station.
Yeah.
So she always did that, and she saved them all up. I don't know if she lost them, but she had a lot.
Well, I know the gentleman that I used to work with, he had his gas card or whatever, and whenever he went to gas up, on certain days you can get double or triple air miles. So that's when he used to go. You know, you get $20 from this store, $20 or more. Then you go to the next gas station, you gas up at $20 again, so you're getting double or triple air miles dollars.
But then it was a problem using these air miles, because my sister gave me some one time we were traveling to Boston. She was going back to Halifax. I was coming back to Montreal. I had a five-hour layover in New York. 5 hours.
Waiting for a flight.
Waiting for a flight. because it was air miles. If it hadn't been air miles, I would have been on the next flight out.
Well, I think he and his girlfriend or wife went down to Cuba on air miles. They went down to New York on air miles.
Air miles.
Yeah. I don't know. How, you must have had a lot of air miles built up, you know.
Not cheap.
It's not easy to accumulate those miles either. You need a lot of them.
My sister had, I don't know how many. She wanted my daughter to use them to come from Calgary, so that would have been a lot, my daughter and my son. Mm-hmm. So she had a lot of miles. I don't know what happened, though.
But you can also transfer your money, and you can give it to somebody else also. I don't
know how it's done. I got so many.
I don't think that I'd get very far on my 200 air miles. How far do you suppose I could
probably
fly?
On the door downstairs.
I don't think I could afford, I would pay for a taxi to the airport.
I don't think it would even cover
not
that
even.
Much.
No.
Yeah, I don't know what the dollar value is per air mile, you know. I don't know how many thousands of air miles you got to get in per dollar. I don't know what it is. Or when you go buy a gift. But they were showing on TV, better watch out what those air miles, what gifts you can buy, because you probably can get it cheaper in the store elsewhere than what they're getting with your air miles.
Now, I was watching a report about this on some news program, and they said that the real reason that they're even doing this, that they have the air miles, is to collect information about people and to sell it, basically to Facebook or other groups like that.
Yeah, where you go shopping, what you'd buy, and
That's the real intention of this card.
So they backed down, though.
They backed down because the publicity was really, really bad.
But they did put limitations, I believe.
It looks like it, yeah.
I mean, you can't collect more than 5 years.
I don't know. I'm sorry.
Or they're changing the format in some way. I haven't checked out what the changes are, but I'm sure it's going to be to their benefit, not to
consumers.
Well, it's never towards the consumer's benefit, no matter what it is, whether it's air miles or anything else.
But there's also on your credit cards. Do you know that you can collect? I didn't know that. So
yeah.
I have.
Yeah, I got a Visa, and every time I buy something, I get more
points. And what do you do with your points? You just leave them there?
I've never cashed one in yet.
Okay, so I was told the other day I have like $75 worth of points that I can buy cards for different stores with.
Right. I bought my Bose radio and I got so many points, but I never used them. They're still sitting there.
Maybe you should use them.
Yeah.
I know for the gas stations, you can get points too. You'll get a car wash once in a while and so on. But in this case, we're talking about vacations and flights and big items. So, you know, unless you're a big spender or a big traveler, I don't know if you earn air miles when you actually fly. But let's say you spend $1,000 in air miles, then you get a lot of points. But if you're going to just spend $20 here, $20 there, it'll, you know, after even 10, 20 years.
For sure it does.
Do you get air miles by using air miles?
Exactly.
Yeah. I wonder. I don't know. I mean, I don't travel.
Do you have an air miles card?
No.
No?
No.
Nobody here has one?
I did, but I never used it.
I mean, got a card.
I've got it somewhere. And like I was traveling 3 times a year at one point by plane, so you know I guess I was accumulating, but I never used them, so I don't know even what happened to them.
When you fly and you have your air miles, do you accumulate air miles by distance more than you know if you fly a certain distance, do you get more air miles?
How much you pay?
Or just
I think it's how much you pay. Yeah.
Well, I guess if it comes up to how far you go, because I guess going from here to China, it's costing you more than going from here to Vancouver.
Planning a trip to China?
No.
I think you and Lenny should go to China and explore the Great Wall of China.
I do a remote.
Do a show from there.
Yeah.
Live.
Yeah. That's 16 hours difference, roughly. So if we're on here at 11:30 in the morning, we're on tomorrow afternoon at 3:30. It's okay. Well, book an air flight.
Here we go.
Oh, wait. I have no passport. I think you have to go.
I got a passport.
You need a passport. You can't even go to Plattsburgh now without a passport.
I know. The last time I was down in the States is before they enforced the passport rule. I haven't gone back since.
Yeah, but traveler, I see.
No, not only that, but because I was against the passport thing.
Protesting.
One of my neighbors, his wife now was his girlfriend back then, used to go across, all you have with your Medicare card or you carry your birth certificate with you. So he finally got a passport a few years ago. And the Customs said, hey, you haven't been across here in 10 years. Why are you coming back all of a sudden? So the guy said, because my girlfriend at that time used to live in the States. I used to travel back and forth. But now that we're married and we're living in Canada, I don't have the need to go down here as often. So you're in the record for lifetime.
Well, I thought you always had to have a passport. I used one every time I went across the border.
No, I guess
if you're driving across, you don't. But if you're on a flight, you need.
No, you still need a passport when you're driving.
Previously,
it wasn't always like that.
Before, that's what I mean.
No, before it used to be if you had your driver's license and or your Medicare card, and then they said, okay, you needed a passport when they had all this trouble going on in the States. Then they said, okay, you can get a passport combined with your driver's license, right? But now I don't know if that's valid anymore.
No, I mean, now you just need the passport. That's the only thing they look at.
I had no passport. Second time I did.
Yeah, I think it was 5-10 years ago that this went into effect. And that's why everybody had to get a passport, basically, who never traveled beyond the United States.
Well, passport's going to miss my $5.
You miss Plattsburgh. It's a very exciting place. You know.
Yeah, Plattsburgh.
I was there a couple of weeks ago.
Burlington, you know.
They miss you.
Yeah, they do. You can get your Canadian dollar at par. Of course, you get your change back in Canadian dollar and money also.
Canadian Tire money, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that would be good.
You have that. Yeah. Okay. Now, speaking of the economy, it seems the unemployment rate in Quebec is now at its lowest level since 1976. And I wonder what happened that year. Yeah. It stands at 6.2%, in Montreal at 6.8%. And these numbers are from last month. In fact, Quebec is nearing the lowest rate in the country. Hard to believe. We need to be careful about these numbers, though, because we don't know if these are like full-time jobs, part-time jobs.
I guess a lot of it's going to be part-time jobs. And it's this time of the year, you know, October, November, December, when stores or firms are hiring people for the Christmas rush. I'd like to see what it's going to be in February to get your January report.
Yeah, just look out at Alberta there and see how many are employed or unemployed. It's still really, really bad out there.
Yeah, but now with the price of the barrel going back up.
Yeah, it's going back up.
The oil is now over like $51, $52 now. If it stays at that level, you will see the oil firms out in Alberta going back.
So our dollar is going to go up too.
It's going to take a long time. It's not going to just happen overnight. It's going to take a few years at least.
But don't forget the housing industry is going to start to boom. If the oil industry starts to boom, so will your housing industry.
Because it's going to take a long time.
It'll take a few years, 4 or 5 years, but it'll go up. But everything is based on the Canadian. I guess the Canadian dollar is basically on the price of oil.
Well, Justin Trudeau has been paying very close attention to what's been going on in Alberta, obviously, right?
It's very, very bad out there.
Unemployment anywhere, it's not...
You compare it with out in Alberta, it's really, really bad.
That's because of what happened. But prior to the...
But we're talking about present day.
Present day. But I mean, like 6 point something in Quebec is extremely low. You know, like you said, I find that kind of hard to believe.
I find it hard to believe, really.
Because they were always up in the sevens, you know, 7.75, whatever. And now 6.3, that's a lot of people that found work all of a sudden.
Yep.
I mean, it's going to be great for the Liberal Party, not so good for the CAC or PQ.
Gee, I know what they're doing. They're fixing the roads. What are all those cones everywhere?
I'd like to know who's got the cone business around here.
Yeah, they're making those cones and they're paying somebody to put them down and leave them there for how long, months and months?
And don't do any work.
And no work happening, no. But it's just the cones.
That's where your unemployment story came down. People had to make the cones. People have to put the cones there, you know.
Put up some signs.
And the signs.
Yeah.
The signs are still on my street, and they finished the work about a month or so ago. The signs are all still there.
Well, it's a job just to remove the signs.
Yeah, so, you know what I mean? They gotta put
it. And it has to be processed, and it has to go through the department, and then someone will be sent to take down the sign.
Yeah. So this was, the October?
November, actually.
So we'll see in February or March when they give the January or February report. I guarantee you it's going to go back up again.
100%, because a lot of people, like you said, are hired for the holidays.
Yeah.
Okay. And speaking of unemployment, it seems that only around 10% of Syrian refugees who have arrived here since last November have been able to find a job. And families had been receiving $1,700 a month in federal government assistance. Now the provinces will have to pay for that. And we're hearing many stories about how people are having a hard time. Of course, would it be better back in Syria or at a refugee camp? I don't think so.
You know, you said they're getting $1,700 a month. That's more than what we get. And we're born here, we were raised up here, we worked there, paid taxes here, and unfortunately, yes, I feel sorry for them, refugees, but you're not treating them on the same basis as you would a citizen of your country.
Yeah, they have more things than we do.
Yeah, I mean, they got more social services that are available to them. They were supposed to be looked after by family.
No.
Ones that came in, I think out of the 29,000 that came in the first time around, I think 20-some-odd thousand were sponsored. So, I mean, if it's only 4,000, but 4,000 every month at $2,000 a month, it adds up. There's just that not many jobs around for them, and would they take anything?
Were they not supposed to be supported for 1 year period, and then after that they had to find their own way?
Well, 1 year by the federal government, and now apparently it's the provinces that have to take over. They're not just going to leave them hanging.
No,
so
they
to
can't.
Speak. Yeah,
But then again, at the time, I remember where a lot of them were sitting in these little hotel rooms all crowded in, and they were complaining, and people were saying, why should they be complaining? Well, they knew they had 1 year to find a job and to make their way. And if they're sitting in a hotel room for 2-3 months not able to do anything, that's time out of the year. So when you look back, you say, okay, why were they left sitting there that long?
Well, coming from a foreign country, you know, you may have a little the language barrier. I mean, I guess a lot of them were going to take French lessons because in Quebec to get their job.
No, at that time they weren't having any. They were just there. They weren't.
Yeah, but no, I mean, now they when they came in, they were told that you have to take French unless you like. What they did is come into Quebec and then leave, like a lot of immigrants do. They come into Quebec and within the year they're gone to other yep. parts of the country. The social services here are great. Hard to find a job. How about the people that live here that don't work, haven't been working for years? You know, are you going to give a priority to one and not the other, or do you just disregard and it's going to be on a first come first served basis?
We elect a government that's supposed to study that and know in advance of how many people we can support. So we shouldn't be asking these questions now. The government should have known in advance. They should have taken these. Into account, all these things into account. And yes, we can't leave them over there, Mark, sitting in a camp. It's just inhuman. It's inhuman to do that. Yeah. So we do have to bring them, but it's not for us to start complaining now that they're here and that they're getting this money.
No, but what I don't like about our rules and regulations that if you're a doctor, from Syria, because that's where most of the immigrants came from, you cannot be a doctor in Canada or Quebec.
Unless
you go through the exams. Well, if you're good enough to be a doctor there, and you're probably under a lot more pressure.
They have to learn French, too.
Well, they can learn French.
Well, that's the big problem.
Yeah. I mean, so if you're a doctor or a lawyer, you know, you should have the right either to work with somebody, and you know, I guess you want to call it on-the-job training, even though you probably know than the person that you'd be working with. I don't see why a doctor cannot work as a doctor with help, simply with a lawyer or a dentist. If you're good enough for your country, you should be good enough to be that over here.
Yeah, that's why we're running to Ontario to get jobs. We're English. We learn everything. We know everything. Oh, you can't talk French. You can't get a job. So they go to Ontario.
You know, something that surprised me is that in Cuba, they have the very, very top best doctors in the world.
Yeah. Well, the person that Cuba and Mexico.
Cuba, you know, especially.
Everybody thinks of Mexico and Cuba as second-rate countries or second-tier countries, but the person that from my campgrounds, he was down there helping build some hospitals. Now, it might be for the well-to-do, but it's just those doctors down there and the machines that they have down there are more advanced than what we have here in Canada.
I did not know that.
There are people going down there for treatment, probably,
yep.
Who can afford it.
Cuba, as much as we don't like Castro, their education system is free, their health system is free, there is no such thing as Obamacare where Trump wants to get rid of it, except for some parts. So, yes.
And it's 99% college-educated people there?
Yeah. Yep. I mean, the number of children or people that can't read are nominal compared to what we have in one city, probably.
I don't believe there are any. I think I read 99% college-educated or university-educated.
It's bad there.
Poverty, but also their rights. I mean, they just don't have any rights at all.
Yeah, you have the right to vote for a president.
No,
there's only one running.
Yeah.
Well, you have the right to vote for the only name on the ballot. We've seen that in several dictatorships. And then they say, well, look, I got all the support, every vote.
So, see, he did it good for his people.
Yeah.
Because we're complaining, but he did for his people.
As you look at it.
Except that they have no freedom.
Yeah, but they...
Who needs freedom?
And how many did he have killed and murdered?
They don't know.
Freedom is overrated, right?
Right. Look at us here. We have our freedom.
We have our freedom, but we have no jobs. They have no jobs, and they have no freedom.
So who's worst off?
Yeah.
I mean, you want to get an education.
Definitely they are.
Yeah. Well, that's just a slight bad joke. But, you know, if you haven't been educated in Quebec in English, and you have children, well, they're going to a French school, unless you want them to an English school on the side afterwards, you know. But other than that, if you're not educated in English, you cannot send your children to an English school. And I think it seems works for the French. You have to have your kids, if you're French, go to a French school. And maybe when they get to college.
French immersion or English immersion?
That's being taught now.
Yeah.
But years ago, it wasn't like that.
No.
Funny you should mention that. The two largest English school boards in Quebec are being investigated by a provincial auditor and the anti-corruption squad after allegations have surfaced of irregularities. And we're talking about financial irregularities.
Yeah. Are we surprised?
Well, and that's just
shocked,
started up with
Lester
Pearson, the school board. Now, if there is, but UPAC hasn't done anything yet, right?
Not yet.
No, they're investigating.
If they investigate, then they would have been. You would have had cameras right in front of the English school board on fielding. You would have had the cameras in front of the Lester Pearson.
That's next week.
And you would see them walking out with boxes. Meanwhile, nothing's happened yet. Yet.
But, you know, these giant bureaucracies that don't do much of anything, school boards I'm talking about.
Yeah.
We would never think that these kind of things could happen.
what can they do? How much money can they draw out of there?
Oh, my gosh.
No, because let's say you have a kid from somewhere else. Much money they pay into Quebec to get that education?
Probably.
Yeah. That's what they're looking into. Where does that money go?
Vacation?
I shouldn't say what I'm going to say. I forget it.
Well, you could. We'll say anonymity is great. Pretend you're somebody else.
Pretend I'm somebody else.
The studio we have.
Well, you know, speaking of irregularities, have you followed the trial of our former mayor, Michael Applebaum? Mm-hmm. Pretty nasty stuff being.
The only thing he's got going for him is that there's no direct proof that he took the money because there
Where
was no.
Where do you think the money went?
That's beside the point. There is no. He'll probably be found guilty, but there was no evidence of him actually receiving any money. It's all the people that worked for him that received the money. You know.
And they gave it to him.
No, the money was probably put somewhere, and if he found money on the floor, it's not his fault. Hey, look what I found. Nobody claimed that. I'll keep it.
See nothing. Hear nothing.
Yeah.
And for sure, do nothing.
Do nothing.
Well, I guess him and Vaillancourt are in the same boat, right?
Well, Vaillancourt is already...
He pleaded so that he wouldn't get a worse conviction.
Yeah.
He didn't want to be...
He's going to stay in jail for 1 year and he'll be out.
I don't know.
Yeah, they said that he pleaded. They were supposed to give a thing up 2 years. And, you know, if you're in 2 years and you're still, 80%, whatever.
And he's 76 years old, anyway.
Yeah, but he's paid back almost $9 million.
Yeah, he gave back the money.
So imagine the money he stole.
Well, he's supposed to have sold his, going to sell his house.
That's too bad, isn't it?
Yeah, his house away.
Yeah, well, he gave it to them.
Oh, what a shame.
Poor him.
He's giving back $10 million. How much money did he take?
What's amazing is how they always thought they'd get away with these things.
But do you think that these are the only two?
Oh, no, absolutely not. They're the ones who got caught.
They're the ones who got caught.
We thought the Charbonneau Commission, which really was a farce and really solved nothing. I'm sure this stuff still goes on. And, you know, whoever gets caught. Most of them won't.
Yeah. Well, who is the person that put this all in action where these two were caught? That's what I'd like to know, who that person is. I'd like to shake his hand.
Well, it's different people. Montreal.
It's probably in hiding right
but
now.
But you know, if you notice one thing, the people of Laval, a lot of them would still go and vote for Vaillancourt.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, that says enough about...
Yeah, he was a good mayor. Yeah, but he stole your money. No, that's beside the point.
He was a good mayor.
Yeah, he did a lot for the city. He did?
Imagine what he could have done had he not stolen all the money.
What was he in power for, like 30 years or something?
Yeah, it was a long time.
Yeah, and so he was
there
quite a while.
Well, they start off good, but then they go crooked.
Well, their intentions may be good, but you know, their eyes seem to open up wider when you have envelopes in front of you.
And speaking of fraud, one other Trudeau Liberal story. They want to undo a conservative government move's aim to identify people who show up to vote. So the Liberals will also allow people who have Canadian citizenship but who never spend any time here to vote from abroad, and restore the ability of people to vouch for the identity of another person at polling station, even if they lack an ID. So if you went to the polling station with Lenny and Lenny didn't have his ID, you could say, oh, this is Lenny. He's okay. And that's fine.
But we're talking abroad, not here, right?
No, we're talking here.
No. I don't think it's fine.
Who wants to do that?
Justin Trudeau's Liberal.
Justin Trudeau.
Yeah, your friend. You know.
Yes.
If Lenny hasn't got identification, I mean, I could say I know him, but I'm not going to find it.
There's only one Lenny.
How many Lenny Raines could there be?
How many people would go in there and vote and go back maybe 10 times, 20 times, depending on how dedicated they were? I mean, this is ridiculous.
Yeah, but when you go vote, your name is on a list and it's ticked
but
off.
Is it is it asking that much to show a piece of ID when you go to vote?
No. And when you go vote, right, you're two people checking you out, one who works for the governing party.
How come they put cats and dogs' names and they still people go and vote for them? How about somebody
getting elected in the state?
Deceased people
who,
as well.
Who died last year.
Right.
And he won the election this
year.
The
list of names is important. I agree with you. But it isn't the end of it. I mean, there can still be all kinds of things happening.
You go to vote and then... you come back a few hours later with a phony mustache and a hat pretending to be your deceased uncle.
Yes.
And you vote again.
Yes.
What happens if, let's say, if you live over here on Boulevard Saint Laurent, and when they did take the names out for the elections, right? And then after that's done, you get transferred or you move to another part of the city. And then on your electoral board, you're not listed, but you go and put your name on there because you're living in that area. Does that mean you can go vote twice, once in La Plateau and once, let's say, in Rosemount?
Yeah, the people don't even vote once. They're not going to vote twice. Hey.
I think we have a pretty good system, and I wouldn't want to see that changed.
It's all Putin's fault. Now, one last story. The old Montreal Children's Hospital site has been sold to a developer for $25 million. For a while, he had hinted at the possibility of using the land for a baseball stadium, but it looks like that's not going to happen.
You know, it only is not going to happen because of one reason. Coderre is putting politics... No, Coderre is putting politics ahead of anything else. Coderre, because if this guy did go and build a stadium, what's in it for Coderre? Nothing.
Well, Coderre is a big backer of a return of baseball.
As long as he's in the forefront, as long as he has his picture taken.
Oh, well, he'd ask to have his name put on it.
Yeah.
Coderre Park.
Yeah, Coderre Park. I may be wrong, but that's what I think.
Coderre.
But there's no team. What team we got?
They said, well, build a stadium, we'll look for a team. Well, look what happened to Quebec City.
Yeah, exactly.
They build the stadium, they're still looking for a team.
Yeah.
So no guarantee that if you build a stadium here that we will get a baseball team.
No.
But you know something? If you look in the history books, there used to be a stadium at that site.
Oh, really?
Yes. The Royals, or was it? Yeah, I think it was the Royals. Before they moved there, the first incarnation of the Royals, or whatever they were called, get the name, but there was a stadium at that site.
That area.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And then they moved to Delormier.
And then they moved.
I went to Delormier.
Yeah, I was there once.
Yeah. Thinking. Go ahead.
I'm really sorry to see the old building being ripped down.
Well, are they going to rip it down?
Yeah,
or
yeah.
Well,
that's the
what
idea.
What are you going to do with it?
I mean, the guy got it for 25 million?
Something like
and
that.
And it was worth 40 or 50 million, but the reason he got it so low because there was a lot of work on it there's to be done, and if he does demolish it, it's going to cost
$8 million,
at least
$8 million,
to pay for that. And he's responsible.
He shouldn't have bought it. It would have made a great place for seniors.
Well, man, that's what they still can do. They still can reconstruct everything.
Oh, I'm sure it'll be condos or something.
Yeah, well, that's probably one. I think they want to put a CLSC in there, a retirement home in there, condos in there, you know.
Wait.
All right.
Yes, wait.
So we'll think of Warm Thoughts Baseball as we enter winter in a few weeks and the snow starts flying. And well, we love winter, right?
Oh, yeah. Winter is great.
Okay, so this
Wonderland.
It is. This has been yesterday's news. The roundtable took up the entire hour this week. We hope to be back with you in 2 weeks. Thanks to Janet, Lenny, and Dimitri for joining me, and we'll talk to you next time.
In you. Go.